Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and a few other tangents. I'm Mark Sadowski.
And I am the ever faithful Matt Hoffman.
Joe Ferreira is out. He is attending a family matter, and we hope that he is doing well. And it's very hard for me to be serious in the opening part of the show. I just feel like I'm not being sincere when I actually am this time.
No, you did good. Okay. That was good. It sounded sincere to me.
Okay. Well, we wish Joe and his family very well. And I hope everything is well. And come back soon, Joe. Because I'm not good at this.
Hey, you said it. I was thinking it.
There you go. So, how are you?
Me, I am peachy keen. How are you?
I am doing super. And the chat room is doing awesome. Glad everybody is in the chat room. And if you want to listen to the show live, we record at 9:30 Eastern time. You could go to tinyshutter.com for the link to the live page. And there's also links to our Facebook group. So if you want to share your photos, you could go there. And I'm just going to say this at the opening of the show. The community has been doing awesome photography work, and just so glad everybody is sharing. And, you know, congrats to everybody. It's just been so awesome seeing all the photography, and I'm a little jealous because they're really, really good.
So. Yeah, no, the Facebook group in particular is off the charts at the moment.
God, it's so awesome. Hey, but you know what would make me feel better is a 5-star rating on iTunes. If you would like to see the show grow and help others find the show, go ahead and head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and, you know, tell us in the review what you love to photograph. You don't necessarily have to write anything about the show. And, cool.
Yeah.
No, I think that works.
No, you definitely don't have to write anything about the show. In fact, just, you know, write about your favorite place to take pictures, or write about your favorite app, or write about how much you love Joe, or anything like that.
Right on. Yeah. So, Matt, what have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. That's a wonderful question. You know, literally just grabbing pictures, like, whenever I can. I've been, like, super duper duper, like, addicted to Instagram lately. So I feel like this urgency to take new pictures, like, all the time, so that I have something new to post, like, on a nearly daily basis now, it seems. So, you know, now that it's, you know, it doesn't get dark until, like, well after 9 o'clock now here in Ohio.
Yeah. All right. You know what? And, you used to live in New Hampshire. Now you live in Ohio. Something that I've always been curious about. Because you're still on the East Coast, but you're as far to the east as the East Coast would allow. So is it different there? Is it like the sun up even longer than it would be in New Hampshire around this time of year?
I don't think so. Because I remember, you know, being in New Hampshire and going out like this time of year in my kayak on the lake by my house and fishing until like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. So I don't think so. But I'll tell you when I noticed like how long it stays light out is when I lived in Arizona. I never really thought much about it. Like, I didn't think about like how long it stayed light out in the winter versus the summer or whatever. Like, as a kid growing up in Pennsylvania, like, obviously I was aware that it was lighter out later, but I didn't ever like think about how late it was. And then in Arizona, I never really noticed until after a few years of being in Arizona, I went with my wife, who at the time I was just dating, to Ohio to visit her, I think to meet her parents for the first time. And it was in the summer. And I just remember, you know, it's like 9:30 at night and it was like still light out. And I was like, what in the world? Like, it'd be pitch black in Arizona right now. Why is it so light out? And that's when I really noticed it. And, you know, it definitely does stay light out for pretty late. I mean, right now it's well after 9 o'clock till it gets dark.
Yeah.
And for me, that's great because it's like after, you know, obviously it's after dinner time and it's after my son goes to bed. So I could run out and try to get some, sunset pictures or whatever, which I was fortunate enough to do last night. I, ran down to this river that's kind of nearby and found a spot to get a picture and, did a little bit of fishing and stuff like that. But in any case, that's what I've been doing. Just trying to get lots and lots and lots of pictures and, sharing them on Instagram. And I'm not really sure like what my goal is here, but I've been just trying to get like more noticed, I guess, a little bit more. I've been increasing my follower base, it seems, and getting more likes and like kind of as trivial and maybe narcissistic as that sounds, I kind of think it's like important a little bit because the reason I share the pictures is because I want people to see them. So,
yeah,
you know, the more people that I could get my pictures in front of, the better. And I just kind of, I don't know. I've been thinking about some different things that I'm not really ready to like fully talk about on the podcast, but I'm hoping that maybe this photography thing is going to turn into something here soon.
I've been saying that for 10 years.
I just have a good feeling at the moment.
Well, you've been doing awesome. I mean, you, like literally been tearing it up with your photos and like the color photos have been just tremendous.
It's, some of them have been a little over the top, I think, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I,
but it works for Instagram.
Yeah, it does. And I think maybe that's like my style a little bit. Like, actually, I posted a photo in the Facebook group that I got not really criticism on, but some people asked me some questions about it that kind of made me think a lot about why I edit the way I edit and just kind of what I'm trying to convey, I guess, with my photography. And basically what it was is this past weekend, we went to a beach up on Lake Erie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really awesome beach as far as Great Lakes beaches go. Like if someone just dropped you off there blindfolded and didn't tell you that it was the ocean, you probably wouldn't know until you like swallowed some water and realized it wasn't salty.
Yeah.
Right. So basically what it was, we were leaving. And to get from the beach to the car, you got to walk like probably about an eighth of a mile, like kind of through these dunes. And there's like a path that goes through the dunes, and the dunes are mostly covered in seagrass, but there's like this nice sandy path or whatever. And I just thought my wife and my boy looked really awesome like on this path. So
yeah,
I'm like loaded down with all of our stuff that we had carried out to the beach, you know, my son's toys and chairs and a umbrella and blankets and all this stuff. And I somehow managed to fish my phone out of my pocket and I grabbed this shot and I'm like, cool, I like this picture. And then when I got home and looked at it, I was like, well, I still like it, but it's like, I don't know. It's like kind of flat. Like the sky was blue, but it had like these weird, really thin clouds that almost made it look like this grayish haze kind of. And I'm like, eh, whatever. I don't really know if I like this. And then I remembered an app that someone had mentioned in our Facebook group earlier in the week, which was called Skylab. And that's put out by the folks at Brain Fever Media, who put out tons of other cool apps like Lens Flare and
yeah,
and those type of apps. So anyway, what Skylab is a sky replacement app, and it's got all these cool skies that you can like load into your picture or whatever. And then there's different ways to like blend it in, and there's masking and all this jazz. So in any case, I found a sky that I thought looked very natural, and I put it in there. But this picture had like a tree in the left side of the picture, and you know, the tree obviously stuck up above the rest of the horizon, and I just couldn't like get the masking right. It just like looked weird. It looked too obvious that it was masked out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of left this sky to sort of blend over this tree, and this sky, it actually had like the sun off to that side of the picture. So I don't know, the tree ended up having this like orangish kind of washed out look. So I thought, you know, what'll work is if I just put a lens flare in there, and that'll kind of wash it out even more, but it'll actually look reasonably natural.
Yeah, it worked for me.
So I threw that in there. And then the other thing that worked in my favor is that that's kind of where the sun was anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so the shadows and everything, they all jived, you know. And so I'm like, yeah, this is cool. And then I did, you know, some of my like typical editing and like end light and everything, contrast and all that kind of stuff. And the photos got kind of a warmish look to it. But in any case, I posted in the Facebook group and then explained what I did. Because I just wanted to kind of call out that Skylab app again, because I thought it's really cool. And so I explained, like, I replaced the sky, this is what I did, lens flare, blah, blah, blah. And in the comments below, I posted the original picture. And I got some people commented and said, you know, well, the original picture looks good. Why would you edit your picture like that? Why would you add something that wasn't there to begin with? Blah, blah, blah.
And they chastise you for not following photojournalism. Oh, wrong photographer. Never mind.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not on the level of Steve McCurry, but in any case, I wasn't offended by the comments or anything like that, right? So I explained to the people that, like, you know, I was just playing around with this app. I just wanted to, you know, kind of see what I could do. And I liked the result. I wasn't trying to trick anybody or anything like that, because I clearly explained what I did. And even if I didn't explain it, I kind of see that as like a no harm, no foul kind of thing, because it's whatever, it was blue sky and some clouds.
Yeah.
You know, but in any case, it got me kind of thinking a little bit more about, like, you know, I do these kind of like overly saturated pictures, and I do a lot of filters, and I use like the Mextures app a lot and stuff like that. And I think the reason why is that, I kind of like that departure from reality in my photography.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in reality all the time, like all day long, every day, you know what I mean? So it's fun to take this scene, you know, that I thought looked nice, and then in my opinion, just turn it into something else that looks like it could be real, but it's not real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not like trying to dupe anybody and tell them that, you know, something's real that's not real. But at the same time, I don't think I take my editing so far that it's not like there's like a giant full moon in the picture that I added in and I'm trying to tell you it's real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's just my style, basically. And I felt like I needed to defend it a little bit, but in the end, I think I conveyed this to the people that commented on Facebook, and they understood what I was saying and told me that overall they liked it. They just wanted to kind of get a little bit of a grasp on why I decided to do that.
And yeah.
In any case, I like that. That's a cool thing about the Facebook group. It's fun to be able to explain this stuff. And that's what, like, I'm sure you'll talk about this in a second, but like your video that you did,
mm-hmm,
has got me just dying for a better computer, because I want to make, I want to make videos. I want to be able to highlight these apps and like show people, you know, what I do and what they can do and just different things in these apps that Like, I feel like, you know, it's kind of like Photoshop. If you're new, Photoshop is like super intimidating. And some of these apps can be kind of intimidating too, because a lot of them, they might have like a little help section that kind of explains sort of what the app does and like how to do it. But a lot of them don't really. It's kind of just trial and error. And, you know, that could be just intimidating to people. So I feel like I have enough experience with a lot of apps that I could, you know, do some little walkthroughs or whatever. So hopefully soon we will do that.
Right on. So the app that I picked up, speaking of the YouTube channel, go ahead and go to youtube.com/tinyshutter or go to tinyshutter.com and click on our, I think I have it marked as Tiny Shutter TV or something like that, where you'll find our YouTube channel. And I picked up this app for my Mac, which basically turns it into something that I can just reflect my iPhone onto the screen. It's basically, it's called Reflector. And they have had this for a while now, but they came out with version 2, which allows me to just stream, you know, do the audio and video all together. And if I wanted to, I could stream directly to YouTube, but I don't think no one's knocking down the door to see me edit live. Not yet, anyway. but it's really cool because it's just basically a one-to-one thing that you're seeing on the iPhone, you're seeing it on the computer screen, and you're just making the file and then just upload it. So I had a good time, and the video that I made was about my black and white photography that I've been posting to Instagram lately. I did say one little lie on the video. I said that people were asking me how I did these, and the real answer is no one has asked me how to make these. It's just I needed something to say. So there you go.
Oh, it's all good. And I'm glad you made that video because like you've done a lot of those pictures now in that style, and like it's obvious looking at them that it's not just simply a vignette. So I was actually wondering like how you did them, mostly because I want to copy it.
Yeah, there you go. And it's funny because the style came out by accident. It's I was photographing Sabine Falls, I think it was a couple years ago now, and the lighting was harsh in like one specific spot, and the cool thing was that it was all focused on the waterfall, so there wasn't any like patchy blotches that would ruin the exposure of the waterfall. But what happened was I exposed on the waterfall itself instead of like the background, so when I did the exposure, the waterfall came out perfectly fine, but everything else was really, really dark. And I just went with it and tried to edit it, and it just gave this really shitty look to the color version. But when you turned it black and white, it just turned it into this entirely different photo. And I was like, oh, that's a happy accident. And so I've been mimicking that with the iPhone, and that's the, you know, the method I have up there is the best way I could think of doing it. I'm sure there's plenty other ways that I'll discover trying different apps, but right now everything is in Snapseed, and give it a look if you all have a chance. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, cool. No, I actually am probably going to, I'm not even joking, I'm probably going to rip off that technique with some flower photos.
Nice.
Yeah, so look for that soon.
Very cool. I have literally like three more waterfalls and to post. And then I need to go out and do more photography.
Yes, that's kind of where I'm at. So I'm glad the weekend is coming around. It's Independence Day weekend here in the United States. So pretty much all night, every night, there will be fireworks shows for the next 3 or 4 days. And I'm really hoping I could get out and do some fireworks photos.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because I am going to attempt to do something myself, and that is to use Camera Plus and its slow shutter capabilities to photograph some fireworks.
Cool.
And speaking of Camera Plus, I think we just could just do this here.
Focus point.
I did a video recently on Camera Plus's slow shutter ability, and I was all praise and glory, and this is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and I just was fawning over this and saying I'll probably never use slow shutter cam again until over the weekend, where I was up in Jackson, New Hampshire, great place. I was photographing a wedding up there, but I had a few minutes to kill. And I went over to Jackson Falls to grab a few photos with my iPhone. And sure enough, that when I tried to use the slow shutter capability with the Camera Plus, I was not able to. It was all overexposed. And I had to use slow shutter cam to do the photos.
Wow. Well, I guess they must be working slightly different than in the way they capture the image.
Yeah, definitely. And I think from what I'm gathering, it looks like it's holding a lot more true. It's trying to emulate more of a actual camera exposure than an iPhone would. Or you know, it's trying to mimic the camera as strongly as possible. And this is only something that I've noticed on like a really, really bright day where no one in their right mind would be able to do a slow shutter without like a 10 stop neutral density filter on a regular camera. I don't know if I would exactly call this a drawback, but if you're planning on doing slow shutter effects in broad daylight under a high noon sun, then yeah, you're probably better off using slow shutter cam than Camera Plus. I just thought that was interesting, and I'm probably going to do another video illustrating the differences between the two apps, because yes, there is definitely two different things going on. They're definitely not doing things the same way.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't notice that, but I haven't used the slow shutter capabilities in Camera Plus all that often yet.
Yeah. So I'll definitely give it a go with the fireworks. I definitely want to see how that works and how well they come out. I'm really excited. I might test it with some sparklers first. And I might have to sneak into cross the border into New Hampshire just to give that a try.
Oh no, you don't have fireworks in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is very strict on fireworks. And by very strict, I mean they will persecute me, but not my neighbors who shoot off fireworks like it was like it's the 4th of July.
So they have bombs bursting in the air, but you'll get hauled off to jail for a sparkler.
Yeah, and I'll watch them from my cell and write the Star Spangled Banner. Huh.
Well, that sounds terrible. But that is why New Hampshire's motto is live free or die. It's all about the fireworks.
It's all about the fireworks. Fireworks and being able to buy booze right on the border, waving that stuff in Massachusetts' face.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're able to make it out. It's hard with young kids, I'm finding.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know, and now that we're, you know, like you, I mean, I'm relatively far north, and as we discussed in the beginning of the show, how late it stays light out, the fireworks aren't even till like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. I kind of like that look of fireworks at dusk, though, where there's still some color in the air.
At dusk, sure. Oh yeah, definitely. There's got to be some color in the sky. It's there. I hate firework pictures when they're. You know what? There's two types of firework pictures I don't like. One is when it's like dark, like super dark. You know, when it's pitch black out. And the other is pictures of just the firework. I want to see the shot as if it's a landscape photo. You know what I mean? It gives some context to the picture. Like anybody can do a picture of a firework.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I don't know. Be prepared to see all that nonsense on Facebook.
Oh, without a doubt. And yeah, I'm planning to I'm going to attempt to do it with my iPhone. I'm not bringing my other gear. I don't feel like bringing the other gear.
Other gear?
Yeah, I'm not going to bring the Fuji cameras. I'm definitely not bringing the Canon cameras.
No, why would you do that?
It's just too much work. I remember doing that a couple of years, and it's like, you know what? I think I'd just rather watch the show.
And literally too, I found that like you could get good shots like in the first like minute of a fireworks show, and then after that there's too much smoke in the scene.
Yes. And that
So
and everyone and their uncle is taking photos of fireworks, and it's like, eh, now I'm no longer the special snowflake. I haven't been for about 10 years now.
Well, at least you realized it.
Yeah. But I agree with you. The fireworks have to be part of the landscape, otherwise it's just noise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. The other thing I really wanted to do is I wanted to head up to the White Mountains during the Lupin Festival, because those flowers are in bloom, but I didn't get a chance to go. I really regret it.
Well, they're not just in bloom for the festival.
They're not in bloom anymore. I think
Oh, they're not?
no, because when I went up there last week, there was just nothing showing
Oh.
anymore.
Well, I also heard it wasn't a good year.
I heard it was a great year for them, but maybe they're lying to me,
Yeah,
the
probably.
people who took the photos.
Well, I seen good photos, but a lot of people said there wasn't as many.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a little tough.
I don't know. There's no lupins here
That stinks. They're really nice.
in Ohio. We have we don't have nice flowers here. We just have like bushes that try to kill you, I think.
And rhododendrons.
There's some of those, yeah.
I hate those plants.
Really? I think they're cool.
I hate it with such a passion. They're just everywhere here. And it's my wedding photography peeking in on this one. It's like, oh yeah, we have those flowers right there. It's like, green and purple. Okay, go stand in front of that. Go ahead. It's just something hideous about those plants that I just hate with such a passion. It's been too hot lately too. Have I mentioned that?
Yeah, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah. Don't forget creeping phlox, Bill says in the chat room. What's a creeping phlox?
No, it sound isn't that like a Metallica song?
You know what? If it's not, it should be. Dave in the chat room says he's never heard of lupins. You know what? I didn't either up until 2014, I think. 2013 or 2014, one of those years. The story behind that is I was asked at the last minute to photograph a wedding up in Sugar Hill, New Hampshire. And the couple had just lost their photographer. They bailed out almost at the last minute, and they were desperately seeking to find a new photographer. And they gave me a call, and they were just like, yeah, it's going to be in Sugar Hill, New Hampshire. I'm like, where's that? I'm like, oh, it's in the White Mountains. I'm like, you have my attention. And like, yeah, is that someplace you want to go to? I'm like, yeah. And when I went up there, the day was, it's one of those days where it's like just the most perfect weather conditions. It was like a cool breeze in the mid 70s. The air was really crisp. It was just mind-bogglingly beautiful. And there were just endless fields of these lupin flowers growing there. And they have a whole festival around the blooming of these flowers. And when I photographed their wedding, it was right at that peak. And it was just like the most amazing day. I had such a great time. And on top of that, I was photographing with the Fuji X-Pro 1 at the time. So that's a whole other story for a whole other podcast. but I had such a great time. Like, I was busting out the Fuji camera. I was busting out the iPhone for great panoramics. It was just, oh my God, it was just like the most perfect day. You could not ask for a better day of photography than that day. And I also had pancakes, so it was great too.
Yes.
Yeah. And ever since then, I try to go up there as much as possible just to bask in its glory. But that year, that very year that I went up there for that summer, that winter, we had a terrible winter where just the amount of snow and the amount of cold that we had just really killed off a lot of the flowers. So the blooming has never been as good as it was that year. So I was able to go up there at a good moment. And it's just something that you got to see for yourself. To see one of them is just, it's just a silly flower. But to see just a whole like mountainside of these flowers is just breathtaking. It was really cool. So yes, that is the story of my obsession with lupin flowers. Next week, I'll tell you my obsession with waterfalls. That may be a two-part episode.
Oh, cool. No, the lupins are pretty sweet.
Oh, speaking of waterfalls, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but New Hampshire comes out with these guides at their rest areas. They have, like, you know, the tourist brochures and stuff. And one of their brochures is a checklist of the most convenient waterfalls to reach without like a ton of hiking to do. But they have their like their checklist of waterfalls and checklist of covered bridges. And I want to photograph as many as I can within a year to see if I can make that checklist. And I want to make that part of it.
Were there any in there that you didn't already know about?
A few of them. Anything around the western part of New Hampshire, I've never been to. This is around the Rumney area, I think.
Okay.
So that's something to look forward to. And the mountains north of the White Mountains, the Great White North, I think they call it, around the Dixville Notch area, there's a bunch of waterfalls that I've never seen as well. Something I want to do. I want to do some of them for the summertime, some of them for the fall, and I want to tackle some of them for the wintertime too. I think that'd be cool. And I'll make
that'd definitely be cool.
Yeah. And I'll make a project of that. Maybe share it on the YouTube channel. I think that'd be cool.
Very good.
Yeah, right on. So Joe's not here, so I think we're going to skip post pick of the week. In its place, I was thinking, I don't know, maybe we could do a different kind of challenge on the Facebook group.
Okay.
So we're not going to announce a winner yet, but I don't know. I was thinking, what could we do for the Facebook group that's cool?
Well, I wanted to do fireworks, but not everybody's going to have fireworks.
Yeah.
Like Canada and England and Australia.
England has their own fireworks they're worrying about, and it's the metaphorical kind, not the figure, not the literal.
Maybe some parts of Canada will be able to see our fireworks.
There you go. Oh, Dave in the chat room brings up a good point. If you're not going to do firework photography, just any kind of night photography.
So this is going to be a new challenge?
Yeah.
So
something, I want it to be something difficult.
Is there going to be a winner?
We'll have two winners for the next episode. So one winner for the weekly photo challenge and a winner for the for this challenge.
Oh, okay. So this is like a special challenge.
Yeah.
A special bonus challenge. I see.
Yeah.
I like night photography.
I like it too. It's done. Right, well, night photography.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
Animals at night for the win. Well done, Bill. Cool.
Sweet. Well, that's now that gives me even more of a impetus to get out and do some firework pictures with the iPhone this weekend.
Yeah. I'm so curious to see if that can be done. That'd be so cool if it can.
I'm pretty sure I did it, not last year, the year before, I think.
I vaguely remember you doing something.
I think I had some mild success.
Yeah.
It was when I was in that phase where I felt the need to, in like every picture I took, to combine an HDR shot with a slow shutter cam shot.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
So I think it turned out kind of sloppy, if I remember, but
I don't know. I think it worked. I vaguely remember it worked, but I mean, that's just my,
I'll have to look for that. I don't think I have it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I will, we will post that then in the Facebook group and that will be fun.
Sounds good. And, let's call it a week. Again, we hope that Joe, we wish him well with all the stuff that's happening. And you could find Joe on Instagram by going to Joseph Ferreria. Joe Ferreria. What is his Instagram account? I hear him say it every week, and I never look at it. I never remember. Oh, this is embarrassing. You hear it more than I do. You should know this.
I'm never paying attention.
You can find him at Joseph Ferreria on Instagram. Matt, where can you be found on the web?
You check me out on Instagram, IM, Twitter, and Flickr at M Hoffman Photo.
Right on. And you can find me on Instagram. I am Mark Sadowski. That's Mark with a C. And go ahead and check out our YouTube channel. That is doing really, really well. Actually, you know what's been doing really well on that channel is my review of the Foldio 2 like mini studio thing. That's had a resurgence. And people have also said, you know, happy 1 year on that. It's kind of weird how it's getting traction again. After a year.
That is weird. Man, I haven't used the Foldio in quite a while.
I might do another video on the Foldio just making fun of the fact that I haven't used it in that time since that video. But a lot of people have made some great suggestions on some of the quirks that it's had. And I might do a video just on people's suggestions. So that's something I should have done a year ago, but you know. C'est la vie.
Yeah.
So anyway, go to youtube.com/tinyshutter for more information on this show. If you want to see it live, go to tinyshutter.com. There are links to the live feed. There's also a link to our Facebook group. And go ahead and check it out. Come on in. Share. It's all good. We have a great community of great photographers. And it's super great. Such great energy. Oh, God, that impression's going to kick my ass someday. But anyway, that's it for this week. Matt, thank you again. I will find where this soundboard goes to. Let's do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
So for those of you who live in the States, have a great 4th of July. Enjoy the night photography challenge. We can't wait to see what you guys can do. And we'll see you next time.
Yep. Eat a hamburger for me.
There you go.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
This place is dead anyway, man.
Damn straight.